Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Welcome back to hell.
I was training this new guy at work the other day. Nice guy.
What'd you find?
And I don't know how we got on this topic, but he was like, oh, like, you know, how old are you? And so I told him, and he looked at me and he was like, oh, And I said, And he said, you're only so-and-so years younger than my mom.
Burn. But see, those little subtle insults, that probably got her to pay attention to this guy a little bit more. She might have never been checking for him, but since he threw that little shot, it makes her curious about him. Because he had the balls to throw a shot at her like that.
My nigga.
Yeah, with a lot of these women these days, I honestly think subtle insults will get you further than compliments. Crazy to say, but I think it's true.
He's out of line, but he's right.
Dang. Diabolical.
And I said, oh.
Diabolical.
Okay. All right. Insinuating that I am closer in age to his mother than I am to him.
Pretty old.
It was... what a time to be alive. I tell you. Like... Anyway, he went home early that day.
Sorry about that.
Like, aging is a hard thing for women to come around to and to accept. That's a hard thing.
Yeah.
If a woman is in the woods, hiking on a trail or whatever, by herself, would it be safer for her to come across a random man or a bear?
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
If you in a relationship... where your woman is asking you questions like this seriously, not as a joke, not as a skit for TikTok, like she's seriously coming to you with this bullshit, just leave, man. It ain't gonna get better from here. And if you sweating bullets after she asks you some stupid shit, she know you're not man enough to protect her if something goes down. The night she asks you some stupid shit like this, just get back on Tinder.
I mean, you want to say man, but then... I would say it depends.
Nobody is going to respect him. Everybody's walking around. Yeah, you know he just...
I honestly, Grandma, I just don't like him because he's just like so nice. And I don't like him.
Okay, yeah, we could tell what type of guy this is. The giggling, the light voice. I mean, I ain't trying to roast. He may be a nice, swell young man. But yeah, I just don't get strong, manly vibes from him.
Good call!
Does it depend?
Are you recording me?
Yes?
No.
I just want to know.
It's not funny. Can you imagine being in a relationship with a woman and you just never know when she's going to be secretly recording you? I mean, seriously.
What kind of shit is that?
He definitely doesn't have any other options, so we got to put up with it. Hey, being lonely and single is better than being with a chick like this. Trust me, fellas.
All the friends, family, strangers, whoever, that say, they'll come when you're least expecting it.
Not a chance.
You know, were they talking about Gabriel, the 37-year-old on Hinge who said that I'm 5'1" and built like a brick house? This is what we're dealing with. This is what I'm dealing with.
Why are you always such a nasty bitch?
As a woman, by the time you're doing online dating or you have to advertise yourself online to find a man, that is the woman equivalent of rock bottom. It's another day in the life for men, but for a woman, you are officially at rock bottom. She wouldn't have to resort to online dating. If her personality was just so great and she was amazing.
If you're so fucking great, you wouldn't be in your 30s, I'm assuming you're in your 30s, still swiping on, you know, hookup apps. So no matter how cringe a guy's profile is, you're still more pathetic as a fairly attractive woman who's still swiping in her 30s.
Why did this man just tell me that he wants to come over? Boy, I'm sorry. Wait, hold on. Why did this boy just tell me that he wants to come over spend the night, even though I have work in the morning. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh yeah, I'll just stay there all day until you come back from work.
But you let him come over though.
The are you a housewife? What are you, my girlfriend?
I mean, yeah, fellas, don't say no like that. She need to think you got something better to do than sit around at her house. That comes off really bad. Let her think you fucking with another chick after you left. Anything, but oh, I'm just gonna sit at your house and wait for you to come back home. No, man. Men really don't know anything about women. Y'all really need to share this with your friends, relatives, so they can learn about these creatures. Because that dude played his hand all the way wrong.
No, you're not fucked up, Tom. No, not. No, you're not fucked up.
Oh, you're leaving when I leave. What is this? This is my place. Don't piss me off.
Yikes. Well, good luck with all that.
I'm living my nightmare. It is a monster. It's in my head.
I'm looking for a man. I'm going to try to keep this under 60 seconds. Okay, so a preference. At least be 6 foot. I'm 5'7". I have to wear my little heels and wedges. I'm trying to look up at you, okay? A non-negotiable. You see that cross? Jesus is my homeboy. I need you to like and know that man at some level.
One way to know a woman isn't serious about her religion is she will call the face of that religion her homeboy.
Dead giveaway. Dead Charles, giveaway.
Charles, thank you very
dead
much.
Dead giveaway.
So all true religious men, stay the fuck away from women like this. Stay away from women who have religious tattoos. They're using it as a gimmick. It's just trendy for her at this moment. And I'm so tired of the height thing. If a woman has a 6 foot height preference, she's not relationship material, period. Even if you are 6 feet and above. What does that say about how little women view men if how tall you are when she's in heels is a deal breaker? She doesn't know the value that men truly bring to a woman's life. Why would you make somebody that stupid the mother of your children? No man in his right mind would.
You never know. That's the point.
Any man who's willing to do that is a man that is going to be a fucking chump. That's going to be trying to stay with her and any woman like her.
Fitness life. I'm a gym rat. I don't want to work out with you. I just want to be in the same gym as you. You know what I mean? Which moving along to eating. I love to eat. Okay, if you could cook for me, that would be primo.
Doing drugs stop you from living up to your potential. It holds you back.
So many red flags. You can leave some that I missed below. But if a woman is a gym rat, she's going to want to be in the gym with her man. She want to show her man off. She want to let all the other buff bros know she's locked down. So if your woman is a gym rat, but she doesn't want to work out with you, she for the streets, pump her and dump her, use her as your, you know, SCX dial, and just keep it moving. And she doesn't cook. Look, she's the man in the relationship. She wants you to cook for her, you know, she wants you to get on her program. This is just a no for any strong, confident man with self-esteem.
She sleeps around. She's selfish, she's inconsiderate, she's arrogant, she's egotistical, she's full of herself, she's a ball breaker, she's a massive nag, and she's just going to make our lives miserable.
Hey folks, it's me, RB Sensei. I'm so tired of going over these dingbats. Support the content and keep the machine running. You could join for $5 via Patreon or Subscribestar, or for the convenience of staying on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month. You get access to my normal videos one day early, as well as 2 to 3 exclusive videos a week. Now back to whatever dumbass I was reviewing before this commercial started.
King Kong ain't got shit on me!
Keep me in my soft energy, okay? I'm the baby of my family. I'm trying to be a passenger princess.
Right.
Do you know how to change a tire? Because I don't, okay?
AAA does.
And I'm in Seattle, Washington. I'm not stuck on living here, which is why I'm posting this. I'm starting to think that my human does not live here, and I'd love to never learn another person's favorite color, so.
Look, if you were a worthwhile woman, you would have got snatched up by now. You wouldn't have to keep hearing, you know, colors of the rainbow. But since you're terrible, you're going to keep having to answer those color questions. And you know what I say about women who complain about the city or state they're in. Dating in San Francisco is just so rough. Dating in New York, it's a real doozy. It means she's a piece of crap, and she's the worst dating option in that state or city.
Being so dead right now, as a man specifically, if you do this one thing, you will never have to make the first move again. People will start coming up to you in public, at the coffee shop, at the club, you're the one who's receiving pickup lines. You're the one people are saying, have we met?
Be 6'2" and really handsome? Let's see if I guessed right, fellas.
Just make sure that you are well-versed in the small talk, which you should grab from the top of my page, such that when someone hits you up, you know what to say and how to follow through and actually get the number, and it's a fun play.
All right, let me hear it. Don't
already own this article of clothing. Go buy a pink shirt.
That is bullshit.
Just wear pink. Wear pink shoes. Wear a pink shirt. Bonus points if you get like a Sailor Moon hoodie.
Fuck no. And I'ma stand on that.
Okay.
And they can get in my DM. You can get in my DM all you want every day.
Just never take dating advice from women. A Sailor Moon hoodie, it's gonna get you beat up and called a drag. Replace the D with a F.
Especially if you're, you know, a more masculine looking man, like a Joe Schmo type. If you simply wear pink, not even something that's overtly feminine, just like pink, you will seem more approachable because it's a pleasant color.
Right.
And it's an easy enough conversation starter for someone to just walk up to you and say, oh my God, I love your shoes. I love your shirt.
That's stupid, guys. Is this camera on me?
Okay, this message goes out to all men.
No, it don't.
I don't know who started the false narrative that women don't want to be bothered while they're working out, at the gym, while they're out with their friends, etc. But we do. If you're out in public and there's a girl you find attractive, go up to her.
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
Look, you know who they're talking to, man. They're not talking to the average man. They always leave that part out. She's telling the truth, though. She does want certain guys to come up to her and talk to her.
I'll even give you two ways to do this that are foolproof.
What you got?
I can tell you who came up with it. Girls who were in relationships came up with that. They're the ones who started the don't come up to us in the gym and try to hit on us. Because they already have boyfriends. Single girls women want too. To be hit on all the time by men they find attractive.
I told you so. You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.